You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. I thank God for what God is doing and how God is blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. My partner today, Evangelist Sheila Cochran. Amen. You can pray for her that God continue to bless her and touch her. Amen. We want you to know God is blessing. God is moving by his spirit. Amen. Come on tonight. Meet us tonight. Amen. Thursday night. Amen. At 8 p.m. Evangelist Sheila, Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Friday night, I'll be speaking. Amen. Because Evangelist Sheila Cochran, we're praying for her. God touch her body. And then on the 21st, Sunday morning at 11:30, Pastor Monica Orange will be speaking. So come on out and be with us. Amen. Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And then Tuesday on September the 23rd. Glory to God, that Tuesday night, Pastor Andre Smith will be with Dr. Ernest Parker with his anniversary, and we will be there. You come on and be blessed. And then on September the 25th and the 26th, Thursday and Friday night, two nights of revival. Let me tell you, mark it down, the 25th and 26th. Amen. Two nights of revival, 8 p.m., the Barefoot Prophet, amen, from Carolina will be there. You don't want to miss these two nights of revival. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless your life. He's going to work miracles for you. And then on September the 28th, Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m., Pastor Andre Smith will be speaking. So come on out. Amen. September, that's going to end September, and God is going to bless. God is going to move. God is taking us through many great things. Glory to God. Oh, I want you to know God is blessing us. And then October the 3rd, Friday night, all night prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. 8 p.m. Amen. Glory to God. We got Prophet Michael Terry will be there. If he's not there, I'll be taking over that all-night prayer. In that all-night prayer in September, God spoke to me and said a death angel is going to be walking the land. Amen. Glory to God. Get ready. Get your prayer warriors ready for people to be delivered, for people to be healed. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Prayer warriors, get ready. People, intercessors, get ready, because the death angel is coming and people need to be saved. They need to hear God's word. Amen. Then on October the 5th, Sunday morning service, I'm going to have Evangelist Angela Craig is going to be with us at 11:30 a.m. Come on October the 5th, and then October the 10th and 11th. Praise God, hallelujah, the Let God Be God Conference, amen, sponsored by Prophet Michael Terry, and amen, praise the Lord, Bishop Precious McLeod, amen, from Bradenton, Florida, will be with us. You don't want to miss this. Amen. October the 10th, that Friday night. And then Saturday night, October the 11th. Amen. Prophet Zephaniah Alexander will be with us. Come on and let God bless you. That's 12 noon. That's that Saturday, 12 noon. Prophet Zephaniah Alexander. Amen. And then at Saturday night at 8 p.m. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophet Tevant Hayes, amen. Glory to God. Trevette Hayes is going to be with us. Come on. Come on out and let God bless you. Let God bless your life. Let God turn things around. Let God move for you in a miraculous way. And then October the 12th, amen, I'll be speaking that Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. Amen. 11:30 a.m. Amen. October the 12th. This is going to be a great month. A great month of deliverance, a great month of revival, a great month of service, a great month of conference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then October, amen, the 13th, I will be attending Apostle Curtis Watkins' anniversary at 8 p.m. in Titusville, Florida. Come on out. Come on out and let God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God today for what he's doing in our life. Thank God today for how he's moving. Amen. Glory to God. I want to speak to you today from, amen, Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Beginning at the first verse. And it say, whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Amen. Glory to God. Many people do not like instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got a lot of people that think they know it all. You don't know it all. And if God give you a leader, you need to listen to that leader, and you need to hear the instruction. You need to take the instruction. You need to love that instruction, because that gives you knowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you don't like it, the Bible say you are brutish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God don't want you to be brutish. God does not want you to have a lot of hatred in your heart. Amen, hallelujah, but he wants you to have, amen, a pure heart, a loving heart, a kind spirit, hallelujah. And the second verse, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. God wants you to be good, amen, a good man obtaineth. God will give you favor because you're good, hallelujah, glory to God. But a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Praise God. Many of you, the devil tried to make you wicked. You got wicked thoughts, a wicked mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God don't want you to be wicked. God wants you, amen, to be good and to be righteous and know the truth and walk in truth. Man shall, third verse, a man shall not be established by wickedness. And that's what a lot of people think. Amen. Hallelujah. They think that, amen, they're established by their wickedness. They're established because they're evil and they can control others. Amen. By their wickedness. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God wants you to have love. He wants you to have peace on the inside. He wants you to be good and kind. Be kind one to another. Amen. Hallelujah. But the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Oh, if you're rooted in righteousness, you won't be moved. God wants you to be righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to be righteous in your heart, righteous in your mind, and be righteous in your spirit. Praise God. God is raising up men that needs to be somebody. Men that need to stand up for the truth. Amen. Men, amen, glory to God, that don't come and walk with that, amen, hallelujah, world mentality. Hallelujah, glory to God. You need a kind spirit. You need a righteous spirit. You need a loving spirit, not a spirit, amen, that you are ready to attack, amen, to destroy. I know they say that's the way a man should be. He should be ready to attack. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God like you to be kind. God wants you to be, amen, full of the Holy Ghost and full of his power and full of his anointing. Amen. For there where the anointing is, the anointing will destroy the yoke. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what God wants you to be. Amen. Glory to God. Because if you're anointed, the power of God can use you. The Spirit of God will come upon you and bless you and use you. The fourth verse, a virtuous woman is a crown of her husband. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to be virtuous. You need to have a clean spirit. Amen. Women, you need to be women that, amen, stand up for the word of God and stand on the word of God, amen, and be clean, amen. Live a holy life, live a clean life. But she that maketh ashamed is rottenness to the bone, Amen. Hallelujah. You are ashamed because you don't care about things. Amen. You don't have the right kind of spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You got a mind to make you, amen, want to do what you want to do. Amen. But you better hear God. Amen. You better hear what God is saying. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Women, you need to be virtuous. You need to be clean. You need to be pure. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to walk in pureness. You need to walk in love. You need to walk in kindness. Otherwise, you're making yourself ashamed. You're making your husband ashamed. You're making your children ashamed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you don't need to make your family ashamed. You need to be able to bless them and help them so that they can hold their head up high. Praise God. They can look to you for the answer. Amen, hallelujah, and look to you for whatever they need and be able to trust you. It's bad when you can't trust your wife. It's bad when you can't trust your husband. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, they've done contrary things and you don't even trust them. You got to always watch them. You got to always be looking out to see what they're doing. But if they're righteous, hallelujah, you don't have to worry. The fifth verse says the thoughts of the righteous are right. Amen. If they got a righteous spirit, they got the right kind of thoughts. Praise God. But if you're an evil person, you got an evil thought. Your mind is full of evil. But the counsel of the wicked, oh, deceit. I want to ask you today, what kind of man are you? What kind of woman are you? Amen. Pharaoh was a wicked man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always thinking about how he can destroy the Jews, how he can use the Jews. Amen. To keep them in slavery, to keep them bound. But amen, they were God's people. And if they're God's people, amen, God will set them free. And God called Moses. Hallelujah. Moses, hallelujah, go back to Egypt land and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. We got a lot of pharaohs, a lot of people that's holding God's people bound. But you can't keep them bound. Hallelujah. Long enough. God's gonna free them. God's gonna set them free because they are men of God, because they are seeking God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know, hey man, you think about it. Hallelujah. They want to destroy you because you love God. They want to destroy you because you are righteous. But don't you worry. Because you're righteous, God will deliver you. God will set you free. Oh, yes, he will. God created a man that was called Samson. Hallelujah, glory to God. He created him to destroy many of the Philistines, a group of wicked people. Amen, hallelujah. And wherever he went, glory to God, I want you to know Samson had a mind. I got to destroy him. Amen, but hallelujah, God made it so he could, hallelujah, always love the wrong type of people, the wrong kind of women. But God had created him to, hallelujah, destroy the Philistines. God created people to destroy the wicked. The wicked will not prosper. The wicked will perish. The wicked will soon be cut down and withered like the grass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember Jezebel, a wicked woman. What kind kind of woman are you today? Do you have a Jezebel spirit that want to destroy the man of God, that want to destroy the woman of God? You need to rise up and say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to be righteous. Help me to be kind. Help me to be rooted and grounded in God. Help me to be a virtuous woman. Help me to be a woman of truth. Help me to be a woman of love. Who can find a virtuous woman? Praise God. Hallelujah. She costs more than rubies, silver and gold. She costs more than diamonds. Who can find one? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You gotta seek God. God will send you one. I know the devil have sent you many of the wrong women, but you better wake up and say, God, send me the right person. God, send me somebody that's seeking you, somebody that's calling on you, that's calling on your name. Glory to God, because God want righteous men. God want men, hallelujah, that don't want to cause confusion, that don't want to keep up hatred, because many people can cause hatred, but can you be kind? Can you have love? Can you seek God? Can you know God for yourself? God need men, hallelujah, that have come out of their sins. Come out from among them. The Bible says, be separated. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll be your God, and you will be my people. I know they don't like it because we preach against sin. I know they don't like it because they want you to talk about all kind of history and give us all kind of things to make it look good. But I'm crying out against sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You better come to God. You better seek God. You better call on him. You better run to him. The death angel is around, and he's going to destroy those of you that are not saved. He's going to destroy those of you that are not delivered. But if he destroy you and you are saved, you need not worry about it, because when you die, your soul will not be lost. Hallelujah. But if you die in your sins, your soul will be lost. Come on now and get your life right. Come on now. Well, you don't know me, Pastor. I'm a drug addict. God can help you with your drug problem. You don't know me, Pastor. I'm an alcoholic. God can help you with your alcoholic problem. You don't know me. I'm the biggest fornicator. God can help you and deliver you from fornication. Come on to him. He can give you a clean heart. He can renew your spirit. He can deliver you. But you got to come. You got to come to him. And you got to give your life over to him. And you got to believe that he is God. And if you seek him, you're going to find him. Glory to God. Come on now. Mothers, bring your daughters. Father, bring your son. You need to come to him, because it's time to clean up your life. It's time to turn your heart unto God. God want to help you. There is help in God. The world can't help you. Hallelujah. Your friends can't help you. But Jesus can help you. Jesus is the answer. I know me out there. Misery like company. Yeah. And they want you to stay miserable because they are miserable. They want you to stay in sin because they are in sin. But you better rise up and come on to Jesus. you better rise up and seek God. Women, you better come on and be virtuous, because God wants you virtuous. He wants you to be clean. Hallelujah. And you need to say, as David, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit on the inside of me. A virtuous woman will have strength and honor. Hallelujah. And she rejoice in the time to come. You're going to be able to rejoice because you got a clean heart, because you're a pure woman. She opened her mouth with wisdom. When you have God in you, you open your mouth with wisdom. Hallelujah. Don't listen to those women that's telling you to do the wrong thing to get money, telling you to do the wrong thing to gain favor, telling you to do the wrong thing to get fame. What is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul is the most important part of you, and your soul is crying out for God, and God is the only one that can ease your soul, that can comfort your soul, that can make your soul happy. I know you feel like I'm working and I got a good job, and you're making all that money, buying all kind of houses, and buying all that clothes, and buying all them treasures, and buying all those cars. But I want you to know, what is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You gotta live somewhere in eternity, and why die and go to hell and lose your soul? Oh, it's gonna be an awful day when you lose your soul. But if you turn to God, if you seek God, God will bless you. God will deliver you. God will help you. He can help you out of your trouble. He can help you out of your dilemma. Cry unto him, God, I need you. Cry unto him, God, I need your help. Help me now. You can help me. I want you to know, Jesus is the answer to your problem. Jesus is the answer to your situation. Jesus is the answer. I know many of you struggling in your life, and the devil wants you to give up. And the devil wants you to throw up your hands, hallelujah, and start and go back. But don't you go back, hallelujah, because if you go back, you could die and lose your soul. The death angel is walking through the land, hallelujah, and demons are real. He's attacking the young people, and they're full of demons, and they don't fear death. Hallelujah. Oh, but death is real. Hell is real. The lake of fire is real. God is real. Hallelujah. And you need God. You need God in your life. Why don't you seek the Lord while he may be found? Call upon him while he is near. You still got breath in your body. You still got life in you. Why don't you call God? Why don't you say, God, help me? He can help you. Your mama can't help you like God can help you. Your father can't help you like God can help you. Your friends can't help you like God can help you. But God can help you. He will bring you out. He will clean you up, and he will deliver you. Why don't you now turn to him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, because he want to help you. If you come to him, the Bible declares he will in no wise cast you out. I want you to come now. Amen. And I want you to call on him. I want you to seek him now. Hallelujah, glory God. And I want you to confess with your mouth Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. I want God to deliver me. I want God to bring me out. I want to be a new creature. I don't want to live in sin and die and my soul be lost. Help me, Father. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to be delivered. Help me now. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sin, and he rose that I may have life. Help me now, Father. Come into my life. Cleanse me and wash me in your blood. Wash me and make me whole. You can do it. Hallelujah. And you begin to pray that prayer. You say, devil, I denounce you now. You have no part in my life. You are not my leader anymore. Amen. I give you up. And now, Jesus, you can lead me. God, you can lead me. Holy Spirit, you can come on the inside and you can clean me up and you can help me. I want the Holy Ghost. I want it because he said, when the Holy Ghost come, I shall have power. I want power to live right. I want power to walk right. I want power to do right. Hallelujah. And when you say that, amen, God will give you power. God will strengthen you. Hallelujah. He loved you. Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. You, those of you who didn't find your church, amen, hallelujah, where you can go and continue to serve God for the rest of your life. Now many of you are sick in your body. Put your hands on your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I want you to set me free. I want you to deliver me. Touch my body. Jesus was wounded, hallelujah, for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed. And I accept the healing power. I accept, hallelujah, the healing virtue. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm healed today. I'm healed by his stripes. And you get up from there and begin to praise God. And rebuke the enemy, because he come to attack you. He won't attack you. And if you just sit there and allow him, he'll attack you over and over and over again. But you say, devil, you're a liar. And I bind you up, and I receive the word of God. I'm healed, and I'm walking in my healing. I'm healed, and I'm walking in my deliverance. I'm healed, and I'm walking in my blessing. Those of you that need a financial miracle, Father, I pray right now for their finances. Touch their finances. Give them a financial miracle. Open a financial door for them. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody begin to thank God. Now meet me at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center tonight. Amen. At 8 p.m. Evangelist Serena Williams will be preaching tonight. And then on Friday night, I'll be there speaking the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 8 p.m. Friday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Monica will be speaking. Praise God. Come on out and be blessed. Amen. And then next week, the 25th and the 26th, hallelujah, the man of God will be here. Amen. From South Carolina, the Barefoot Prophet. I'm telling you, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it next week. Amen. 8 p.m. God bless you. And we believe in God that you will be blessed. But you got to come. You must come. Amen. In order to be blessed, you got to come in order to receive what God has for you. You don't want to miss the Barefoot Prophet. You need God to bless you. You need a miracle. You need God to turn things around for you in your life. And God is going to turn it around. Amen. Nobody else can turn it around like God. He's going to turn it around for you because you are in his hand. Hallelujah. And you are serving him. And he loves you. Praise God. And he want to help you. All your help come from God. And so he's going to help you. God bless you. I love you. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. So I keep it on the side.